And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the Experience Hockey Talk, Serious Hockey Talk for Serious Hockey Fans, which is brought to you by the Till to Kill in Frederick, Maryland. The Till to Kill Pub and Eatery, located 5605 Spectrum Drive in Frederick, Maryland, comes to the Celtic-themed sports pub featuring the world-famous Tilda Kilt girls. For more on Tilda Kilt Frederick, visit them on Facebook today. And ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be kind of like a short episode. Just want to recap what went down over the weekend. I didn't see the Caps game, so I'm just going to bring that up briefly when we get to December 3rd's news and notes. So without further ado, we're going to go into NHL news and notes with Friday, December 2nd. You had Joe Pavelski scoring one goal, one assist, or 2 points, and Brent Burns also scored to help the San Jose Sharks improve the 6-1-1 in their past 8 games overall and earn their 10th consecutive home win against the Montreal Canadiens. The Canadiens haven't won a game in San Jose since November 23rd, 1999. Then, on Saturday, December 3rd, the Chicago Blackhawks placed center Jonathan Toews on injured reserve on the day before retroactive November 24th and activated defenseman Trevor Van Riemsdyk from injured reserve. The Blackhawks captain and top center has an undetermined timeline to return from an upper body injury that will sideline him for his 5th straight game when Chicago took on Philadelphia this past Saturday. Also on Saturday, Chicago Blackhawks goaltender Corey Crawford is expected to be out 2 to 3 weeks after having an emergency appendectomy on Saturday. Then in games, Patrick Laine scored one goal and one assist, which also included his 16th goal of the season and set up Brian Little's overtime winner when the Winnipeg Jets ended a 6-game road losing streak and improved to 3-1-0 in their past 4 games. Chris Kreider scored twice in the third period, and Derek Stepan posted his second 3-point game of the season when the New York Rangers extended their home winning streak against the Carolina Hurricanes to 13 games. The streak, which began with a 2-1 overtime victory on June 5, 2011, is the longest such run against one opponent in Rangers history. The Pittsburgh Penguins found the net 4 times in the third period, including the decisive goal in the final 10 minutes by Phil Kessel, who had 2 goals in the game, to recover from a 2-goal deficit for their 3rd win in their past 4 games. Plus, the Columbus Blue Jackets overcame a 58-save performance by Arizona Coyotes goaltender Mike Smith and were aided by a shootout goals from Cam Atkinson and Sam Gagner to earn their 3rd straight victory and improve to 8-1-2 in their past 11 games. Smith's 58 saves and the Blue Jackets' 60 shots each set new franchise records previously achieved against one another on April 3, 2012, in a 2-0 Coyotes victory. Arizona's goalie had 54 saves and Columbus Blue Jackets had 54 shots. And then, talking about the Blackhawks a little earlier, the Philadelphia Flyers scored 3 unanswered goals in the second period, sparked by goals 31 seconds apart by Ivan Provorov, to pick up their 4th straight victory and 13th consecutive regular season home win against the Chicago Blackhawks. Plus, Michael Camilleri scored 2 goals 25 seconds in the game, and one of them 25 seconds into the third period to spark a 3-goal comeback, and then scored in overtime to help the New Jersey Devils end a 4-game losing streak. Also that night was also the Washington Capitals at the Tampa Bay Lightning. After regulation, the game would be tied 1-1, which would then see the Tampa Bay Lightning winning in the shootout. So once again, the Capitals' offense not generating much scoring. I don't know about the power play. I haven't looked. But from what I was hearing from my friend when I was driving home from MCW Pro Wrestling Season's beatings, the power play was not clicking. Overall, the Caps looked very disappointing, and now the Capitals have lost 3 straight games. And tonight, the Capitals take on the Buffalo Sabres, which I'll have more on that game this Friday when I'm coming to you live from the Till to Kill in Frederick, Maryland. But without further ado, going on to December 4th, Johnny Gaudreau scored 2-0-3 into his return from a 10-game absence, and the Calgary Flames later scored 7 straight goals, including 5 in a span of 6 minutes and 4 seconds during the second period, en route to an 8-3 victory against the Anaheim Ducks. It was their 3rd straight win and their 8-3-1 in their past 12 games. Sam Bennett, Alex Chiasson, and Matt Stajan each posted 1 goal and 2 assists for the Flames, who scored at least 8 goals in a game for the first time since March 22nd, 2014, when they won 8-1 at the Edmonton Oilers. It was their first 8-goal game at home since they defeated the Pittsburgh Penguins 8-2 on March 1st, 2000. Troy Brouwer, Chiasson, and Stajan combined for 3 goals in 87 seconds, the fastest 3 goals by Flames players since they'd scored 3 in 57 seconds against the Toronto Maple Leafs on December 16th, 2010. Wayne Simmonds scored twice, and the Philadelphia Flyers overcame 2 tying goals by the Nashville Predators for their 5th consecutive victory and match their longest winning streak since 2013-14. Alexander Radulov had a goal and 2 assists and scored in the shootout to help the Montreal Canadiens reclaim the top spot in the NHL and improve the 2-2-0 on their 5-game road trip, which concludes at the St. Louis Blues tomorrow. And then earlier this afternoon, the NHL announced the 3 stars of the week ending 12-4, which was this past Sunday. First star was goalie Steve Mason of the Philadelphia Flyers. Mason led the NHL with 4 wins in 4 outings, compiling a 1.71 goals against average and .945 save percentage to propel the Flyers into the first wildcard spot in the Eastern Conference. Second star was Vladimir Tarasenko, right winger of the St. Louis Blues. Tarasenko shared the league lead with 4 goals in 3 outings and also paced the NHL with 2 game-winning tallies as the Blues earned 5 of a possible 6 standing points to maintain second place in the Central Division in the Western Conference. And then, ladies and gentlemen, the third star was Barden Jones, the goalie of the San Jose Sharks. Jones went 3-0-0 with a 1.01 goals against average with a .962 save percentage, yielding only 1 goal in each of his 3 appearances to guide the Sharks into first place of the Pacific Division. And ladies and gentlemen, with that, that's all we got for the weekend wrap-up in the NHL. On Wednesday, I'll be back with the NWHL Wednesday episode. We haven't confirmed who will be on the podcast just yet. I'm working on that right now. And without further ado, as always, you can follow the podcast on Facebook at facebook.com/experiencehockeytalk and on Twitter at experiencehockey. And as always, we're sponsored by the Tilt a Kilt in Frederick, Maryland. The Tilt a Kilt Pub and Eatery located 5605 Spectrum Drive in Frederick, Maryland. Come to the Celtic-themed sports pub featuring the world-famous Tilt a Kilt girls. For more information on the Tilt a Kilt Frederick, visit them on Facebook today. And until Wednesday, when we come back for the NWHL Wednesday episode, we will see you on the ice.